whakarongomai. Nau te ao, nau te ko, nau ngā mea katoia. E ngā matua tukuna, whakawhirimai, whakatatamai. Kia tai, ki uta, ki runga whenua, uhi wero, taumai te toki. Haumi e, hui e, tai. Nei rā, ka tuku mihi atu ki a tātou katoa i huhui mai nei, i raru i te marumaru o tō tātou whare paramata, mō tēnei timatanga o wauru. Nō reira, nei rā, ka tuku mihi atu ki a koutou katoa. Nau mai hare mai, ahakoa nohea, ahakoa nohea, nau mai hare mai ki tēnei hui i tēnei pō. I tēnei wā, ka huri oku whakaaro ki a rātou kua mene atu ki te pō, ki a rātou kua haere ki tī rātaka te ararau whārangi. Haere, haere, haere atu rā. Pa kia tātou anō, kia tātou anō ngā hunga ora, ngā kānohi ora o rātou mā, tēnā tātou katoa. E kia nei te kōrero o mātou matua tūpuna, hūtia te rito o te harakiki, kei hea te komako e kō. Mehe mea e ki mai ana koe ki a hau, he aha te mea nui ki te ao, māku e ki atu, he tangata, he tangata, he tangata. Koe nā te tino kaupapa o tēnei hui o Waumei. Nō reira koutou mā, huri nui i ranu i te tō tātou whare paremata, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou. Kia ora mai rā tātou katoa. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. My name is Dion Tudor. I have the pleasure and privilege of being a trustee of Waumei New Zealand Charitable Trust and the Taranaki Arts Festival Trust. And it's my honour to welcome you all here tonight and to open proceedings with the launch for Waumei 2013. In my mihi, I referred to one of our ancient whakatauki, which asks that eternal question, what is the most important thing in the world? And of course the answer to that whakatauki is, it is people, it is people, it is people. And for me, this is one of the key elements that WOMAD brings. It is all about people. It is about bringing the global diversity that we have to Aotearoa, to give Aotearoa a window, an insight into the wonderful world, the cultural diversity that we can experience in Taranaki for those three magical days in March of next year. So, without further ado, I'd like to welcome our host for the night, the Honourable Jonathan Young, National Party member for New Plymouth. So, Jonathan, thank you very much. Kia ora.
Tēnā reo, tēnā mana, tēnā hau e whā. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to the Grand Hall. What a great crowd we have here this evening. It's great. It's with great pleasure I welcome everyone here tonight to this official launch of the World of Music and Dance 2013. I'd like to acknowledge our tangata whenua and Dion Tuta for your mihi. Thank you very much. I'd also like to just pass on the apologies of the Honourable Chris Finlayson, who can't be with us this evening, but has asked me to pass on his greetings, and obviously a great fan of WOMAD and all that it brings, not only to Taranaki but to New Zealand. I would like to make special mention of my welcome to your excellencies from the embassies of Russia, Italy and Israel, as well as your excellencies from the High Commissions of South Africa and Britain. We are delighted at your presence this evening, and we would be even more delighted if you made your way to the fair city of New Plymouth in March next year. And I know that if you came and visited our wonderful part of the world, that you would be inspired and fall in love with it, as many of us already have. I'd also like to take this time to acknowledge other special guests to the launch of WOMAD 2013. His Worship, the Mayor of New Plymouth, Honourable Harry Dienhoven, Rob Yeager, Country Chair for Shell New Zealand, Paul Moore, Chief Executive of Todd Energy, Kevin Murphy, Chief Executive of the TSB, Elaine Gill, Chair of Taranaki Arts Festival Trust, also to Hayden Wano, Chief Executive of the TSB Community Trust, Drew James, the WOMAD Artistic Director, who no doubt you'll hear from this evening as well. I'd like to also welcome my parliamentary colleague Andrew Little, who's here tonight as well. Good to have you here, Andrew. Members of the TAF board who have made it all the way down to Wellington, wonderful to have you here. And of course, Suzanne Porter, really the powerhouse and great inspiration behind WOMAD, the Chief Executive of TAF. It's thanks to the Taranaki Arts Festival that WOMAD is brought to us each year. The Trust delivers a world-class event with a fantastic team every time. This is the ninth WOMAD celebrated at the TSB Bowl of Brooklands in New Plymouth, a venue like the rest of our region which is described as a place like no other. And I'm sure that you who have come to WOMAD and those who might come for the first time next year will know that the venue is absolutely stunning. As a financial contributor, WOMAD has had a major economic impact into Taranaki with over $58 million of impact into our economy. Thank you for that. 315,000 daily attendances in Taranaki so far, so that is absolutely substantial. So I'd like to thank everybody, Drew and the team, who have been involved in bringing the performers, the logistics together for 2013. We know it takes a tremendous amount of time, energy, effort and planning. I'd also like to thank the funding partners who we will hear from shortly. WOMAD New Zealand has over $1.2 million per year total partnerships with major support that comes from Shell, Todd Energy, the TSB Bank, the TSB Community Trust and the New Plymouth District Council. WOMAD is a great multicultural event that brings the world to New Plymouth and to New Zealand. And thank you for those major supporters who assist in that. It draws enthusiastic audiences around the world with its very positive message of cross-cultural understanding, creativity and sustainability. It has something to entertain, educate and inspire everybody with, regardless of age, race or taste. The wonderful thing about WOMAD is that you see people from all parts of the globe there. And the festival, it recognises diversity as a major, major advantage. And I have to say that WOMAD has made a tremendous cultural impact on Taranaki and certainly brought the world to us, and something which we in our region appreciate so much. In 2013, there will be performers from 20 different countries from around the world. It is a showcase also for New Zealand artists and gives them an opportunity to meet and learn and interact with artists from all over the world. As I said before, WOMAD has done great things for Taranaki and great things also for our country, New Zealand. Certainly put us on the WOMAD map around the world. New Zealand is blessed with a range of international festivals, but there is no other event in the cultural calendar quite like WOMAD. And so the government is proud to support WOMAD 2013 for all of the reasons of its tremendous contribution to our culture and also obviously to the pleasure and the economies of our region. So it's my great pleasure to welcome you to Parliament's Grand Hall for this great occasion. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my pleasure to welcome Suzanne Porter to the stage. Nō reira, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you.
Kia ora katoa. It is with great pleasure that I speak in celebration of the WOMAD Partnership that will see WOMAD presented in Taranaki for the ninth time in 2013. I'm here to acknowledge the fact that without the partners that support us in the presentation of this event, the Taranaki would be a poorer place. Lost would be the vibrancy, the celebration and the discovery that is WOMAD. WOMAD is blessed to have a unique partnership model based on corporate sponsorship and public partnership. Partnerships are the lifeblood of TACT, and more so for WOMAD than any of the other events and festivals that TACT presents. This level of partnership is nationally significant in the performing arts and unrivalled in any region in New Zealand, and we are very proud of that fact. On behalf of the staff, our community and our audiences, both local and national, I would like to thank the partnership base from the bottom of my heart. To Rob Jager, Shona Gerry and the Shower New Zealand team, thank you for your very lengthy and committed support that has been in place since 2003. Alongside them with their unfailing support has been Todd Energy. Thank you to Paul Moore, Sandra Bell and Cressida Gates and the Todd team. To the Tewksbury Bank, your joining of us at event level 3 years ago has strengthened Taranaki's position as the home of WOMED. Thank you to Kevin, Murphy, Charles Duke and the Tewksbury team. To the host city partner of the New Plymouth District Council, your commitment and ongoing support from 2003 has ensured that New Plymouth and Taranaki have been put on the map through this event. To Harry Dinehoven and Barbara McCarrow, thank you for your continued support. I have a Dutch friend and I almost said huddy. Taranaki is blessed to have the Tewksbury Community Trust, who provide our region with access to grants that allow things to happen in Taranaki that just wouldn't happen, and the latest of those being the Len Lai Centre. Thank you to Hayden Wano and Maria Ramsey, and to the Trust members and your team. My final thanks go to our program partners of the Taranaki Daily News, Boone Goldsmith, Baskar Brebner, Hook Pacific, Tui Ora, South Taranaki District Council, More FM, New Zealand Community Trust, Creative New Zealand, Classic Hits, Most FM, George FM, Base FM and Radio 104.4. Without these organisations and companies... These organisations and companies represent a broad-based support for the practicalities of broadcasting our message through to the nightmare logistics of freight and site design. Finally, to the TAP team and board, who tirelessly work to present this festival year after year, a festival like no other. Thank you for your hard work and commitment. Now it gives me great pleasure to hand over to Rob Jager, Shower New Zealand. Come up to the stage, Rob.
Always a hard act to follow, Suzanne. Tēnā koutou, namini, mahana, kia koutou. Hi everyone, fantastic to see you all here again. It seems to be a regular event on my calendar at least. WOMED 2013 marks the 10-year partnership between Shell and the Taranaki Art Festival Trust through our support of WOMED. And I guess like all long relationships, the partnership has grown and evolved over that period. And I believe that WOMED New Zealand is all the stronger for it. At least I'd like to think it is. Some people may ask why a company like Shell continues to support WOMED. A music festival that doesn't seem to fit too closely what Shell is all about. Some might suggest the big bad oil, but we're much more than that. But even then, a link between WOMED and Shell is not an obvious one. And I must admit that it's a question that we ask ourselves regularly as well. In fact, every 2 or 3 years when when John comes along and Suzanne comes along, just in case I need buttering up, that we continue our partnership. So we do reflect on this regularly. But fortunately, at least to date, it's been a very simple answer. Because it's really important to us that we are a part of the community and that we have a positive impact on the community in which we operate. And WOMED does that. It does that, in fact, very well. It does that through a variety of ways, and we've heard some of the economic contributions, but for us equally important are the relationships with the schools, the schools program. And just simply the amount of people that that come and enjoy our environment. And I guess thirdly, the important role it plays for iwi and the way it puts Maori culture on the world stage. But of course, like everyone else here, I'm sure, unless you've just come for the free drinks, but I'm sure you're like me, you love attending WOMED, and certainly for us, it's fantastic to be able to show off our region to all of our visitors. So with that, enjoy your preview of WOMED. It's a unique opportunity to get an insight into what drew us pulled together. I'm sure it won't be disappointing, Drew. In fact, you delight us every year. And I, of course, look forward to seeing you all in 2013. And with that, I pass it over to my friend and colleague, Paul Moore, CEO of Todd Energy. Paul.
Yeah, good evening, folks. Good to see everyone here again tonight. Thank you, Robert. So it's that time of year again, and it's good to see so many people from Taranaki and you know, the community and so on down here again tonight. So I'd like to start by thanking Jonathan for introducing us and hosting us tonight, and thanks to all of those from Taranaki. So Taranaki is a special place, and Todd Energy is proud to be a big part of that community. You know, we're extremely active up there at the moment, have been this year, we will be next year and in the years to come, and we're committed to giving back in the communities in which we operate and helping to make those communities great places to live. And our partnership with WOMAD in Taranaki is a big, big part of that. So WOMAD has established itself as the kind of signature international event in New Plymouth. And the diversity showcased at WOMAD means that there's something for everyone, and no one leaves disappointed. This is a unique appeal, and makes WOMAD for us not only an excellent event to enjoy, but also for good business catch-ups and so on during that weekend. So I know that my team's looking forward to the hospitality that we had far too much of last time, and getting all over it again. So it wasn't particularly productive the week after this one. So we've got a few exciting months ahead. So I thoroughly enjoyed the event last year, as I've just mentioned, and we're looking forward to more of the same in 2013. And what was particularly impressive was the way that that Taranaki sunshine stayed away until a Monday morning. So I'm glad I wasn't taking the tents down. Okay, so on behalf of Todd Energy, see you there, and to everyone that's working with us on this, you know, it's a real pleasure, and I think we all pulled together well on that, and I know we pulled pretty well together while we're at it. So, yeah, that's good. So it's now my pleasure to introduce Kevin. Thank you.
Well, that's a heartache to follow Paul, isn't it? Now my harimai, harimai, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Distinguished guests, it's my privilege to be here representing TSB Bank and to be part of WOMAD. Now, do you say 2012 or 2013 or 2013? I think it's probably a bit mixed. I'm going to say 2013 in my speech. As Suzanne said, we've been an event partner for 3 years now, and our association with WOMAD continues to grow. As an organisation that is 162 years young and with a growing market share New Zealand-wide, partnership with an internationally renowned brand like WOMAD provides positive synergies for TSB Bank. WOMAD indeed is an event that the people of Taranaki have taken ownership of. And we're all proud to say, wherever we are, be it in New Zealand or internationally, that our place, Taranaki, is indeed the home of WOMAD. Can I just pause and take a moment? Jonathan acknowledged the role that TAF played, but I think it is really important to again acknowledge the role that TAF played under the leadership of Board Chair Elaine Gill and CEO Suzanne Porter. It's this group of people with the people around them who are responsible year after year for bringing this event. And some of you will know, some of you won't, but it was fitting to see TAF acknowledged for their business excellence at the recent Taranaki Chamber of Commerce Business Awards. So well done to the team of TAF. Now, if you want to know anything, you look up Wikipedia, apparently. And we all know that Wikipedia has a definition for anything and everything. I looked up WOMAD on Wikipedia, and it talks about how the festivals today reflect the original ideals, and they were to be embracing but non-definitive, to be inspiring and outward-looking, and more than anything, to be enthusiastic about a world that has no boundaries and its ability to communicate through music and movement. And I think you'll agree, WOMAD ticks all those boxes. So that's fantastic. WOMAD Taranaki, you've done us proud. WOMAD is a unique event. It is colourful, family-friendly, and does provide a wide variety of programme for each and every one of us to enjoy. And then there are food options, which are numerous. Now, my personal favourite is the Hungarian bread puffs. Doesn't do too well on the weight line, I have to tell you, but for those of you who have been, you need to try the Hungarian bread puffs because they're yummy. Statistics show Waimate attracts people from all walks of life, performers and patrons alike. Now, I mentioned Waimate was a colourful event. There's been a bit of talk recently in banking circles about people preferring some particular colours over another. I'm happy to say, at Waimate, everyone is welcome, no matter what colour you are wearing. But if it's a TSB Bank colour, the experience will be that much better, I assure you. TSB Bank, New Zealand's best bank for customer service for 10 years, and now also New Zealand. No such thing as a free ad, is there? Yeah. I encourage you, if you haven't been, you've got to go and enjoy Waimate. So Waimate, 15 to 17 March 2013. Come along and enjoy. Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to introduce the Mayor of New Plymouth. Now, Harry, I'm not sure whether you're the Lord Mayor yet, or is that still coming, eh? Yeah. An elevated title is coming for the Mayor of New Plymouth, so Harry, welcome.
Thank you, Kevin. Kia ora, Dion. Thank you for the mihi and welcome this evening. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Jonathan Young, MP for New Plymouth, and Maura, thank you very much for the welcome here to Parliament House. And I'd like to acknowledge also Andrew Little, Labour List MP, Your Excellencies, Ambassadors and High Commissioners, and I'd also like to acknowledge the Ambassador for the Netherlands, Ari and Mrs. Van Riel. It's great to have you here too. As part of my role as Mayor, I meet huge numbers of people. Lots of people every day. Many from other parts of New Zealand. When the discussion turns to marketing and regional profiles, I'm often asked, how did New Plymouth do it? How did we transform ourselves? How did we manage to change the image of our district from that sort of isolated provincial town out there, hard to get to and all that, to vibrant, innovative city and lots of fun? There isn't really a single answer to that question, but many elements have combined to transform and elevate the New Plymouth brand, and among them is the enthusiasm and innovation of our locals, and also the willingness of business to back the big ideas, and both of these come together with WOMAD. And it was an inspired move by Taft and WOMAD all those years ago to name New Plymouth as the New Zealand home of the festival and Brooklyn's large green spaces within a city environment lead to a unique vibe that is absolutely tangible. And Suzanne Porter and her team and Elaine Gill and the Trust have done a fabulous job of ensuring that that is repeated every year, enhanced, and absolutely made into a magic weekend. Artists tell me that they love performing at Brooklands. In fact, I had an email this week from a promoter saying, Harry, please keep the lake. There's some sort of a view out there that we're about to magically disappear the lake. Please keep the lake because it's part of the magic of Brooklands, and artists love it. So the message is got. So we've now got the best of both worlds because we can have a lake or no lake depending on what's wanted. And seriously, we can. We can have seating right over the top of the lake. But artists love coming to us and we love having them there as they enhance our region's cultural fabric and inspire new outlets for creativity. One big reason we're able to host iconic events such as this is the strength of the partnerships between businesses and private and public organisations who all know the value of the creative industry to a community. WOMAD has great support, especially from Todd Energy, Shell, TSB Bank, TSB Community Trust, and of course the New Plymouth District Council. They are the backbone of the event, and they make possible this wonderful celebration of music, art and dance. WOMAD is a wonderful success story for Taranaki and for New Zealand, and it's one I'm looking forward to celebrating again when the gates open next year. It's one event that our family all go through together. My son and daughter come back from university. My daughter, who's just finishing high school in the next year, we all come together. We absolutely love it. It's a wonderful family event for all ages, from nanas down to the little tots. They all come, they all have a great time, and like Kevin, one of the highlights for me is the food. I am not fading away. So I offer my congratulations to everyone involved in the continued success of this magnificent festival. I now pass over to Drew James, the Artistic Director at TAFT, the man who programs the acts for WOMAD, the man who has a huge responsibility on his shoulders and has delivered fantastically. We look forward to this year's event. Drew, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Dianhaven. Tēnā koutou katoa. It's with great pleasure that I announce the music program for WOMAD 2013. This event is highly anticipated by our dedicated WOMAD followers, including yourselves. Of course, we've already announced three artists: reggae superstar Jimmy Cliff, the very sprightly South African jazz trumpeter Hugh Masekela, and the Americana folk artists Abigail Washburn and Kai Well. This year, the festival features over 200 international performers and 29 groups from 21 far-flung countries. Countries include USA, Spain, Russia, Mali, France, Serbia, the Seychelles, Australia, South Africa, United Kingdom, Jamaica, Colombia, India, Norway, Italy, Peru, Japan, Tibet, Israel, and Tajikistan. I'd like to particularly welcome those diplomatic representatives from these countries who are here tonight. In addition, we feature 8 exceptional New Zealand groups, each with their own very distinct sound. Music is often described as an international language that transcends political and racial boundaries. This is particularly true of WOMAD artists. However, they often face challenges in their own countries. It was recently reported in The Guardian and the BBC that Islamic militants are banning music in the northeast of Mali, a chilling proposition for a country where music is akin to mineral wealth. WOMAD has hosted many extraordinary Malian musicians over the years, and 2013 is no exception. As always, WOMAD offers a diverse range of styles with the highest of musicianship, from traditional and surprising to contemporary crossovers that challenge cultural and technological boundaries. There's also a bit of a family thing happening this year, or next year. We have 2 international families and 1 New Zealand family group performing in the lineup. The strong family atmosphere at WOMAD is one of its special features, with parents and grandparents and over 3,000 children on site. For many, just the opportunity to relax with other family members in a safe and beautiful environment is worth the ticket price alone. So keep in mind the depth of the stories that our artists offer, the pure musicality and the importance of family that are all part of the WOMAD experience as we launch the artists for 2013. Thank you.